Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up. Jeff and Jen.
The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Jake is ready, and he wants to confess his crush to a former roommate.
All right, well, some people say this is a cowardly way to tell someone you love them, but we think it's very brave.
It's brave, it's fun, it's different, original.
And usually very awkward, which is why we like it. All right, Jake, tell us who the person is that you have a crush on, please.
So, her name is Maritza.
Maritza, okay.
And we went to high school together, and then college, and then we got together a little bit better friends. And then we actually lived together last year. She was one of my roommates. And I just got to know her a little more. And, yeah, my crush is definitely growing.
When you lived with her, you were living just as friends slash roommates. There was no hooking up going on?
No, nothing like that. Yep, we were just friends. But she's always kind of had a boyfriend, like on and off, but I could never really tell. And it was just kind of, I don't know, I didn't really want to pursue anything because, yeah, maybe I am a coward and that's why I'm doing it. I'm in a video.
Did anything ever come close to happening between the two of you?
Not really. Mostly just like, oh, I love you, like as a friend type of thing. And maybe kind of hinting at, oh, let's get married one day, or just kind of stupid, playful stuff like that, but nothing like affectionate or intimate.
No late night boozy nights together.
No stumbling in. Oh, I thought this was my room.
All right, tell us what's awesome about Maritza. Why do you have a crush on her?
Well, she's beautiful for one, and she's so fun. We can always have a good time together, even when we're super hungover on a Sunday morning. Just sit and watch TV, go out in the park. She's got a dog, so we always walk him. And, yeah, it's just I can always have fun with her. And she's hilarious. I don't know. There's a lot of things, I guess.
If you were describing her physically, what's her most striking feature?
I would say her upper lip, because she's like kind of an inside joke. She has zero upper lip. So I always kind of make fun of it, but I just love it because that's just, it makes her, I guess.
All right, I think when we talk to her, we'll just say.
We won't.
Yeah.
We'll just go with lips.
Lips, yeah.
We'll just tell her somebody likes her lips.
Okay, cool.
And when's the last time you guys have talked to each other?
Actually, last weekend.
Okay.
All right.
So you're still in touch as friends.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Okay. Well, give us just 3 minutes, and we will call Maritza and see if she'll come on the radio with us. And if she agrees to do that, then you are that much closer to confessing your crush to your former roommate, Maritza.
Oh, cool. I'm nervous, but awesome. Thank you.
This will be fun.
All right. Hang on the line, Jake, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes to continue Confess Your Crush on the Jeff and Jen Show.
With the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush on the Jeff and Jen Show. We're about to pick up the phone here and call Maritza and let her know that somebody's got a crush on her.
If you are just joining us, we just talked to Jake, who says that Maritza has been a friend of his all through high school, all through college. They were so close that they actually lived together last year, but he's never made a move, even though he's totally infatuated and has decided to do that live on the radio today. So Maritza knows we're calling. She just doesn't know why we're calling. Jake, you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
All right. We're going to put you on hold right now and call Maritza. Our fingers are crossed for you, my friend.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hi, Maritza.
Yes.
Hi, this is Jen and Jeff and Kelly from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic this morning. We're really excited to talk to you. Yeah, we are.
Ooh.
Yay. Thanks for agreeing to come on with us.
The reason we're calling is because someone on this planet has a big old crush on you.
Ooh, who?
Well, it's not that easy. So first, the first thing we need to know is if you are single and available to date.
I am not single. I have a boyfriend.
Okay. Well, that changes things a little bit.
Serious boyfriend, huh?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
How long have you and your boyfriend been together?
We've been together 6 months.
Okay. Wow. Well, what do we do next?
What do you still want to know?
Do you want to know who has a crush on you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I want to know. Of course I want to know.
Okay.
Is that permissible?
Huh? I don't know.
Guys can't call me and tell me that somebody has a crush on me.
I don't think the rules necessarily change, right?
I thought we asked that question because we didn't want to be homewreckers.
Are you going to, when we tell you who has a crush on you, are you going to dump your boyfriend by the end of this phone call and run into their arms?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they're better than my boyfriend.
Oh,
savage.
I'm
just kidding.
Okay, well, the person who has a crush on you thinks you're really totally awesome, fun, hilarious, sweet, cool, and have beautiful lips.
Oh.
Your boyfriend's really going to stick on that last one when he hears this. Who's looking at your lips, Maritza? Well, you've already answered the two questions. You are not available, but you still want to know. So we come back three.
Don't even go there.
You can't do your dumb question.
You can't go where you're trying to go without letting me ask my question. That's not fair.
But she has a boyfriend.
You can't ask a question when she has a boyfriend.
Yes, I can.
All right.
If she still wants to know, she still has to guess. Do you have any idea who the person is that might have a crush on you?
No, oh my gosh, I'm so bad at knowing when anybody likes me. Like, even when my boyfriend likes me, I had no clue. You have to, like, hit me over the head.
But
like,
if you had to guess, if you had to guess one name.
I really don't know. Like, I'm so bad at picking it up when a guy likes me that I have no, like, they literally have to come up to me and be like, hello, I like you. And I go, oh my gosh, you know?
All right, how about this question then? If there was somebody you wanted it to be, who would you want it to be?
Your boyfriend is going to hate
us. That's a bad game.
You're a bad man, Jeff.
You're a bad man. I have zero clue, but I really, really want to know.
Just give Kelly any name to satisfy her.
Jim.
All right. Okay. How do you know my dad? All right. Seriously,
that was last night.
Okay, awkward now. All right. Let's come back and wrap this up.
Okay.
Now it's getting weird. All right.
All right, Maritza, hang on a second, and we'll come back here in just a couple minutes, and the crusher will reveal himself to you.
Your boyfriend's not with you right now, is he?
No.
Okay.
Okay. I also hope he's not listening.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Okay, it is time for our crusher to confess his crush here in just a second. If you are just joining us, we talked to Maritza, who told us she has a boyfriend, but she still wants to know who has a crush on her.
She didn't really want to make any guesses because she said she's bad at figuring out if anybody really likes her or not. But Kelly forced her into an answer, and she said,
Jim.
Which we think might be just a made-up name.
That's not a real name.
Okay.
Who's named Jim?
Yeah,
really?
Jim.
All right. Let's pick up the crusher and connect. Maritza, did I say that right? Are you ready to do this?
You said it right, and yes, I'm ready.
All right, Crusher, the airwaves of Star 94.1 are yours. It is time for you to confess
your crush.
Hey, Maritza.
Hello?
This is Jake.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Are you surprised?
Yes, I'm very surprised.
Yeah, well, wow. I figured I'd do it over the radio, because why not?
Oh, my. Why are you? Okay, I'm flattered, but I don't. Why are you doing this now?
I don't know. You're right. I have no idea. It's just, I guess it was just bottled up for so long that, I don't know, it just burst out. I had to.
But you know I'm with Steve. Why are you?
Yeah, I thought about that, but I don't know. I just figured it's worth a try.
Hold, please. Are you saying that you knew about her boyfriend even though we asked you if you thought she was single?
Yes. I mean, I wasn't sure, but I kind of knew. I just figured I would say I didn't know because then you wouldn't be able to do this, and I just wanted to get it out.
All right. Okay. As long as you're making it clear right now to Steve that we did not do anything wrong.
You set us up.
I thought
you knew about Steve. I mean, but, yeah, I mean, why did you wait all this time? Like, we were living together last year. Like, why didn't you feel this way then? Why didn't you say anything then? Like,
yeah, I definitely did. It was just, I don't know, awkward, and make living together awkward and weird, and then...
So you decided to call me on the radio a year later and say it's better because it's less awkward.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
So, Maritza, the question that everybody's wondering is, Jake worth dumping Steve for?
Nobody's worth jumping Steve for. I'm really happy. I'm so surprised that it was Jake. Like, I mean, he held the opportunity and he didn't say or do anything. You're a great guy. Like, you should.
If he took action last year, would he have had a shot?
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I mean, we guess we'll never know, but...
Do Jake and Steve know each other?
Yes. They've met before.
But they're not friends themselves.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we can let both of you guys go, and obviously you have each other's numbers, so you can continue this awkward conversation whenever it's convenient for both of you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Give our love to Steve.
Good luck, I think. I don't know what I'm wishing you luck on.
Okay. Bye.
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 Yeah.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.